newspapers, it's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. And you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up and loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live on this 15th day of March 2006 from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network in almost beautiful downtown Round Rock, Texas. On today's program, coming up here in just a little bit, Janice Karpinski. Had her on before. She was the commanding general of the Abu Ghraib. I say Ghraib, everybody says Ghraib. Hey, some say tomato, I say tomato, okay? She is going to be with us, and she's written several articles since her book came out, The One Woman's Army. She's, I'll tell you what, folks, let me just put it to you this way. I wish more men would step up to the plate, because she is a person of great courage and character. And she basically told the Army to stuff it. Their feeling at the time was mutual, because, well, she was just too honest of a person, having too much of a rank, and we can't have that in today's new Army now, can we? So she'll be coming up here in probably after the next break, but in the meantime, I've got Ted Trakillis coming up. And a lot of things have happened with this guy. And he's a character. Aside from that, he does... why are you looking at me, Mr. Producer? You're drinking water and looking at me. You never drink water and stand here and look at me. Okay, I was just wondering if something was going on that I didn't know about. At any rate, Ted Trakillis, he's the guy that has Aaron Aqua Corporation. That name will soon be changing. It'll be Aaron something or other. He'll tell us all about it. Coming out with many new products. The patented process is Aaron. And, folks, you've heard the ads. A lot of you listeners out there bought these units, air purification units. And it's just much more than that. But this guy is going great guns. Ted's ship has came in. He already had the product. Now he's got the capital, the financial backing, and he's going to be doing many, many good things. And I'm just tickled to death for the guy. I mean, talking about him being a character, I mean, he used to sit around and drink beer with Jimmy Carter's brother. Remember Billy? The only thing I ever heard about Billy was he was peeing on a runway someplace. I think it was down in Atlanta. But at any rate, he's the guy that did the Farrah Fawcett poster. Remember that famous poster? You know, she was married to the Bionic Man or whatever. He's the one that did that poster, and I guess somebody tried to steal the rights of that. He tried to steal the rights. Somebody tried to steal the rights to that, and he put a stop to it. But at any rate, his business is air purification, and we'll be talking to Ted for a few minutes here coming up. And we got a couple of specials on the Aaronizers. We haven't run specials for a while, so we'll be doing that, and we'll get into all of that. Right after a little bit of commercial, crass commercialism. Who was it that said that? It was the convicted Watergate burglar, whatever his name was. At any rate, we'll take the break here, come back in a few minutes. Hang in there.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
We are back, and I have with me, and I guess I couldn't think of the name. It used to be Aaron Aqua, but Mr. Chiquillis, what is it now?
Well, we've changed it, John. The changes are coming very fast and rapid. We're changing it to Aaron Laboratories.
I like that. I like that better.
Well, we do too, because we're getting so now into a lot of things where we're making application to the FDA for a Class 2 medical device, which is going to allow us to put this into homes where people who are on Medicaid or Medicare will be able to get a prescription for our unit and be able to use it in their home. Because we have a lot of people who are on fixed incomes who want to buy it. And if it wasn't for you giving these fantastic sales to your listeners, John, I'll be quite honest with you, the unit is selling at retail all over the country and now all over the world. And one of the things, of course, people are worried about, obviously, not only the bacteria that are being spread in hospitals and in pharmacies and in doctor's offices. You go to the doctor's office today, you walk in to get a checkup, you walk out with an illness. You know, it's dangerous out there.
It is. I mean, the hospitals kill more people than what they cure.
Well, they said that last year, 90,000 people, this was in AARP, died from an infection they got while going to the hospital. They didn't go there for the infection. They went there for something else, and that's what they know of. That was last year alone. That's not counting the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people who get an infection that have to go back for additional treatments for staph or strep. And now there's a new one out. It's not, I don't know how new it is. They call it this C. differ. It's called Clostridium difficile, and this one is affecting people who are on antibiotics. They're taking antibiotics. They go to a hospital, and this goes in through the rectum and gets into the intestines, and it generally results in severe illness and often death. And the hospitals don't know what to do about it. They don't know how to handle it. Now, we've been fighting hospitals to get our equipment in there because we have evidence that we kill staphylococcus. We have evidence we kill streptococcus, E. coli, salmonella. We kill it. It's not something that we hide or we cover up. We're not using sprays. We're not using chemicals. We're using nature's own oxygen. Now, there are a lot of companies out there selling air purifiers and using that word loosely. And matter of fact, I just got a letter, and I wanted to read this to you, from a man that bought four Oric air purifiers. And when you hear this, you understand that allergy season is coming, and not only do we kill germs, but we get rid of the allergens in the air. Here's what he says. Yes, thank you for a great product that works great. The SS8 works so good that you would hardly know that we own six cats, four of which spend most of the time indoors. Even the cat litter box odors are completely gone. And the 90% humidity we have in rainy Oregon, your machine's into that constant moldy smell. The windows are mold-free for the first time without a singular, irregular bleach application. What a relief, because putting diluted bleach on windows is really nasty and smelly. Grandmother had allergies, which made her eyes red, and she felt so bad that she could not get up most days. The SS8 machine freshens the whole house. The allergies have just vanished, and the air is better than I have ever known possible. My dad used your machine to shock treat his big rig. He was so impressed that days after the treatment was done, the truck still smelled of Aaron. I think you should know we've been running four Oric XL air purifiers on high 24/7 with the ionizer on for the past year. The Oric seemed to be a good product, but I'm not knocking them. However, we must have been missing something that was in the air, because the day after we installed your ionizer, something amazing happened. Grandmother's allergies cleared right up, and she feels so good now. I wish I purchased your product before Oric sold me theirs for $1,000. If I could be so bold, you take on distributors for local areas. I would love to promote your ionizer in Oregon. Thank you, Miles Hand. Now, you, John, believe it or not, give us a lot of business, because people in areas where we are not in hear your broadcast, and you're so positive on our product that we have grown to a point now where we're now getting into water. We're going to be doing large units for swimming pools to eliminate chlorine in the water, so people can swim in fresh water without having to worry about chlorine or too much or too little and the things with that problem.
The one thing I always admired about you, Ted, is that you didn't make junk. You always strive to make the best product. And how many years have I been hammering you for the pool units? Because folks were talking about, and he's working on a unit right now. I guess you're getting in the prototype for the 40-gallon stainless steel tank.
We already made the product. It's sitting out here. It took us $100,000 of our profits. Now, we were not profitable last year, John. We don't take our profits.
Oh, really? I wasn't either.
All right. Well, we put our money into the product because we're building for the future. And this unit now works. Now, I'll explain something. Most people look at water and they say, well, you know, we got to add these chemicals and these chemicals. We'll put chlorine in. Now, chlorine is not a purifier. It's a disinfectant. And not only is it a disinfectant, but in 1990, the American Medical Association, JAMA, the Journal for American Medical Association, said that 18% of the cancer of the colon and 28% of the cancer of the bladder was caused by Americans drinking chlorinated water. Now, did you ever think, John, you're going to spend more for a bottle of water today than you do for a gallon of gasoline?
No, and you don't even know where that water came from or how it's treated.
Well, there are water companies taking it from the tap and treating it, supposedly through reverse osmosis, but that doesn't get rid of the viruses. Now, this avian flu is causing a lot of fear. I'm getting calls now from all over the world, and when we were knocking on doors last year, people were saying, well, we'll get to it when we're worried about it. We're not worried about it. It's not going to come here. Well, I just pulled this from the Wall Street Journal on February the 16th. Global bird flu preparedness is taking shape. But in reality, they're taking shape to try to curtail the birds. They're not taking shape to try to keep it from spreading to these other countries. In 2004, there were only 9 countries in Asia that had it. In 2005, it was spread to 16 countries, not only Asia, but it's going into Europe. As of February of this year, there are 26 countries, and now they know they have it not only in Nigeria, but in Cameroon, and it's also going into other countries, and they expect it to be in Alaska this spring. It'll be in Florida and the rest of the southern states by this fall when the birds make their migratory trip down to the South Americas. It's something that's not going to go away. And avian flu is now spreading to mammals. They've seen a cat got it in England. They found a little weasel-like creature that got it in Europe, and it's been confirmed that it was the avian flu. Now, one of the things that we know is we kill the flu virus. We know that. And we also know we kill staph and strep and these other bacteria. Viruses have something in common. They may vary in strain to strain and mutate, but they have the basic same general characteristics of which our unit not only destroys it, but it goes deep into the carpeting, into the upholstery, into surface areas. It clears it from the air. So we're coming out with product for the people. And that's why we're growing. We're growing because the people have heard about us through commentators such as yourself who take a position. And I know you really fight for something when you believe in it. And that's what's good, because a lot of people, we've contacted PhDs who have been given large grants by the government to study this. Back in July last year, I met with a man at Ohio State, got a $5 million grant. He listened to me for an hour, thought it was fantastic. He hasn't contacted me since. They don't like to talk to people like me unless they discover the process,
right,
because they want to put their initials and their credentials on it.
Well,
it's getting to that point where they're going to have to listen to me.
Well, and you had a little chicken rancher the other day. What did the guy have, 2.5 million chickens?
2.5 million chickens, and you know, here's something. I called them about a year ago when this was first coming up, and he said, well, we're not concerned about it. He called me this time, and he wanted me to come up and give a demonstration. And you know, I said to him, I says, I'm getting about 30 calls now every 2 weeks from people all over the country and all over the world. I even got calls from the consulate to Red China. They wanted me to talk about taking my technology to China, which I wouldn't mind doing, but I said I want to talk to somebody that's pretty high up there so that when I take the new technology which we've developed...
It's not stolen.
It's not stolen. I want to have a deal with them. I don't mind sharing my technology with other countries, especially, and I'm not looking to make trillions and trillions of dollars, only a few billion. I'm just joking. But the process that we have now...
Trillion kind of rhymes with trichillus.
Yes, I had a ring.
Yeah, yeah,
did that.
Yeah, it did.
Anyway, the point I'm making is we want to develop processes, and we've got a lot of other good things that we know we can do, but it's going to take money to do it. So I tentatively have an agreement with some people in New York who, after they talked to me for about, 6 hours, they wanted me to come back, and then all of a sudden, at Christmas time, they called me and said, Nung, so you're coming here in January, we're going to fly out and see your operation. It's called due diligence. They spent 2 days with me out here. And when they went back, and I'm not lying to you, they were talking to themselves in the car when I took them to the airport. They said, I just couldn't believe that this technology existed. And that's why big businesses, we've contacted the coal companies. There was an article last year where this young boy was taken to a doctor by his mother because she was so excited that he had given up fast foods. And he went to switch to tuna fish, but he was coming down with something, and she didn't know what it was. So she took him to the doctor. He examined her, a child, and he found out that after doing a blood test, he had excessive amounts of mercury. Well, the kid was eating 14 cans of tuna fish a week. So they had to take him off there because he had developed atrophy in his arms and his legs, and he wasn't thinking properly, wasn't clearly. Well, in that same article, American Electric Power, one of the largest companies in the world, they showed a $221 million profit to their shareholders. Now, I had written to that company 3 months earlier because Ohio became the dirtiest. We have the recognition of being the dirtiest state in the union, 28 coal-burning facilities. About 2 weeks ago, the newspaper said they're going to spend $1 billion to build a facility to clean the air by the year 2012. I can do a facility for about $3 million. You think they listened to me? The chairman of the board responded by having one of his people call me on my first letter. When I sent him the second letter telling him, why don't you share a few of those millions with us, because I'm sure some of your shareholders would like to have clean air, he ignored me, and they haven't heard from him since.
We got to take this break here. We'll be right back with Ted Trichillis. And the name of the company again is?
Aaron Aqua.
Aaron Aqua. But we're changing it to?
Aaron Laboratories.
Aaron Laboratories. We'll be right back with Ted Trichillis. And we've got a couple of specials for the listeners out there. One of these days soon, you folks out there that have swimming pools, you may want to give us a call because they've got units for the swimming pool and also for your house to get rid of the chlorine.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Imagine, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, jumping into a swimming pool with no chlorine in it. The pH is 8.2, and it's pure enough that you could literally drink it. What is the number one complaint with people who have swimming pools? What is the one thing, two things they hate? Number one is the chlorine. Number two is cleaning the pool. Well, guess what? You take care of the first one. The second one, you're not going to have to clean it as often. No slimy, no green stuff. Bath water, we're talking. Diving into bath water. Wouldn't that be nice? It's going to be possible. When's that unit going to be ready, Ted?
Well, we're anticipating having it available probably right around the end of May because we want to get it into the swimming pool season for this year.
Right.
Now, one of the things that is important is that people are used to drinking water that has chlorine in it, and they don't realize that these little minute traces of chlorine that the water department has to have in there to give you clean water from the time it leaves the processing center to the time it gets to your spigot is also a very carcinogenic type of material. Now, our system delivers high ORP. If the system is turned off for a period of time, it will automatically recycle the water so that we're always maintaining a high ORP. Now, ORP means oxidation reduction potential. Now, most ozone companies use an oxygen concentrator in order to get levels of 650 to 700 ORP. We're using ambient air. That means the air you're breathing without an oxygen concentrator and getting ORP higher than 1,000. That's the Aaron process. These are the things that people, the matter of fact, you know, there was a big article, you should be aware of this. People are using our equipment, obviously, to wash their food now, their fruits. And there is a big, big problem with E. coli. And there was a big article in the Wall Street Journal just last week, March the 2nd, and it talks about the FDA issuing guidelines for prepared produce. It says here, indeed, as crops are placed by others quickly in fields and new pathogens keep appearing, scientists often found troubles tracing how fresh fruit and vegetables become contaminated. Last year, Dole recalled 250,000 bags of pre-cut salads after Minnesota buyers were infected with E. coli, some severely enough to be hospitalized. Now, a woman called me about a month ago, and she was amazed that she had used the little AJ1 unit that you sell on your radio station. And this is a small household bubbler that produces air and bubbles it into water at a gallon, a glass, a bowl full. Well, she took some strawberries and placed it around the bubbler and filled it with tap water and bubbled it for 15 minutes. As she bubbled it, she noticed that the contaminants, the pesticides, the fungicides were coming off the surface of the fruit because the fruit started to get a little clearer and the water got oily and yellowish. Well, she ate the fruit. She said it tasted fresher than anything she'd ever tasted. And what she didn't eat, she put in a poly bag. She put that into the refrigerator and forgot about it for 4 weeks. And she opened it 4 weeks later. The fruit was as fresh as with the day she put it into the bag.
Now, why did that happen?
Well, it kills the bacteria. It kills the mold that will cause it to spoil. We actually can control the ripening of fruit with air in the refrigeration. And a lot of people, I have a man up in Minnesota now using my machine with honeydews and with cantaloupe that he brings up from the south. And sometimes it has mold on it because it comes in through these trucks. And when they put it in the cooler, the mold helps it ripen faster, which produces ethylene gas. Well, when they put my machine in there, we kill the mold. We stop the ethylene gas from producing because that's how fruit ripens. One, my dad used to tell me when I was a kid, this is funny because he would say, you know, one bad apple would spoil the barrel. And what he meant by that was that if you had a bad apple in an apple barrel in a general store and it was bruised or it was damaged, when they put it in there, it would ripen faster and the ethylene gas would tell the other apples to ripen faster and the whole barrel would spoil. Well, he meant it, that I was probably chumming around with some cronies of mine that weren't the best characters in the world, but they were good guys, and he just wanted to make sure that we weren't doing things back then in the 60s that we shouldn't be doing. And, of course, we didn't. We were practical jokers, but it was good, honest fun. But the thing is, that's the thing about fruit. When you have it and it gets contaminated with E. coli, you can't see it. You can wash it, sometimes not get it off. Chi-Chi's had scallions. I'm sure they washed those scallions when they put it in the salad, but three people got E. coli poisoning. A couple of them died in the Pittsburgh area. It closed the chain. I mean, this is what happens when people can't protect. Now, if they take fruit and vegetables and bubble it with the air injector, and that water with the high ORP will disinfect it using nature's own purifiers, the food will taste better, the fruit will taste fresher, and there won't be any hepatitis, there won't be any E. coli, any salmonella, listeria. Now, listeria was what caused Sara Lee to recall 29 million pounds of turkey. They only had a count of 5 or 6 on the turkey, and it was recalled by Sara Lee. Well, when we take listeria and we expose it to one of our machines, we kill 90% of it in 10 seconds. And we killed 99.9% of it in 60 seconds. So if processors use our equipment instead of chlorine when they process chickens, they wouldn't have the E. coli. They wouldn't have the listeria like that on turkey.
Not only that, Ted, people were using this in meat lockers. Meat companies were using it. And I saw something on the news the other day. They were talking about red meat. They said, you know, a lot of people judge red meat by how red it looks, and that tells them the freshness. Well, that's a misnomer because they spray the meats with different things to make them look nice and red and pink or whatever. But the Food and Drug Administration told these people, well, you got to take that out of there. They're in there aging the beef, keeping the bacteria off of it. And the FDA is saying, well, no, you can't do that. You know, we got 90,000 people that died in hospitals last year from Strep and Staphylococcus infections. But no, people are still dying because the FDA are a bunch of deadheads. That's going to change. We'll be right back.
listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, this is John Statmiller, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Americans already realize our nation is in deep trouble, need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
In America, we value our liberty, but there's a new movement quietly being pursued by politicians that will take away our precious freedoms. It's been deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim that their objective is to promote trade by removing barriers between the countries of North and South America. In reality, the FTAA is a raw power grab. It will lead to a new government over the entire Western Hemisphere. This super government will steadily take away America's rights, our Constitution, even the freedoms that we love so dearly. Protect your freedoms. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then let Congress know that the FTAA is not an option for America. Stoptheftaa.org. And keep America free.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
All right, we're winding down with this. I just want people to be aware that this pool unit that's coming out, and we were talking about chlorine in the water. A lot of people are drinking reverse osmosis water, but the problem with that is that it doesn't really kill any bacterias or viruses. And this pool unit, the way this thing is being designed, that you use it for your pool, but it can also go into your house. And what does Aaron do? That's right, it destroys chlorine, so you're going to get rid of that. And on top of that, you're going to kill anything else that comes in that water. I mean, how many times have you had cities tell you, oh, there's boil alerts, but that's only after somebody has drank the water and gotten sick. So that's going to be an added benefit of that. Ted, we've got a couple of specials here for folks. The SS-8, and we upped the guarantee on that, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Matter of fact, we're building them so well now that we're giving a 4-year unconditional guarantee. That means unconditional. Anything happens to that unit during that 4-year period of time, we'll either replace it or repair it. And all they have to do is pay the proceeds to the company. And the unit, basically, I have an SS4 in my home right above my bed and one above my cat's litter box. I've had there for 10 years. I haven't touched them. As long as they leave them on, they can turn them up, they can turn them down. Those things will last. I got one in the men's room upstairs 10 years. I got them throughout the factory here. Their bodies are going on 6 and 7 years because we take the prototypes, we take even working models to put them in to show that these units last a long time. Now, We haven't had a price increase in a long time. I don't anticipate one coming in either. But the thing is, we are getting a big demand now with the flu season coming, with this avian flu, and with the fact that we've got a lot of allergies coming right now, and the mold is going to be coming April, May, June. You got the showers. There are going to be a lot of people buying our units. Matter of fact, we had a man out in California who did a test. And when he did a test with our equipment, this was certified by a laboratory. They had 2,400,000 count of Aspergillus penicillium and 1,900 stachybotrya per cubic yard, John, in this house. Per cubic yard. Imagine 3 foot by 3 foot with 2.4 million Aspergillus. Huh. They used the equipment for 3 days. At the end, they had 25 penicillium Aspergillus, no stachybotrya in the house. 25, not 2,500, not 25,000, 25. And outside the house, they had 60 and 50 counts of Aspergillus and penicillium outside the house. So the house was cleaner inside than it was outside. And the reason it had that 25 in the inside was they opened the door to come in and take an air sampling, and they brought some outside air in with them. Now, how's that?
Well, that's amazing. There was another story that you told also. You got a letter from somebody that bought the bubbler unit from you, and the man had ulcerations on his legs.
Yeah, because of water. You see, if you take away the bacteria and you take away those things which are going to infect your wounds, and you wash with clean water, clean air is the healthiest thing you can do to your body. You know, and I'm telling you right now that I'm 62 years old, okay? I feel like I'm 18. I sleep about 4 hours a day. I'm up. I've got a lot of energy. People say, you know, you must be taking pills. No, I'm just high on oxygen. And that's what it is. If you breathe well, if you drink good water, I'm drinking the water that we're making, I feel good. And that's one of the things about the people out there. They say, what can I do? Well, they can start doing things to their body, which are simple things. Breathing better and drinking better. Drinking better water and breathing cleaner air. And as a matter of fact, there's a book out called, it's by Ed McCabe, and it's a good book. We're going to be selling that. It's Flood Your Body with Oxygen. And it's Therapy for Our Polluted River by Mr. Oxygen himself, Ed McCabe. And, he writes about all the things that oxygen can do for you. And I've talked to Ed, and he likes our process. But the thing is, it's something that ozone companies have been doing for years, but they've been selling the oxides of nitrogen. We don't do that. We don't sell any oxides of nitrogen with the Aaron process. And that's one of the things about these people that sell these ionic breezes. You know, ionic breeze came out with an ozone guard. It's a joke. And the machine isn't any different than the machine that the Consumer Reports had written about earlier.
But they were paying attention to what you were doing. That's why. I mean, because we always used to use them as an example, and that got back to them. So what they decided to do was put a little ozone generator on the thing. But Consumer Reports, they deep-sixed their product the first time around, deep-sixed it again.
Yep. And the thing is, they were sued by a Sharper Image, and they lost that lawsuit, and Consumer Reports was paid $525,000 in February of last year by Sharper Image because they didn't lie about the product.
That's amazing.
Now this new special you want to give your customers, I think, is great. I mean, we can't do it. You can do it, even though you're a distributor. We are the manufacturer. People say, well, you're making it. You ought to be selling cheaper. We can't because we have distributors all over the country who sell that machine for $600. Some of them even sell it for $650 or $700. But I know you've given your customers that have listened to your program some really good breaks on our equipment. And I'm saying it to you, that's fantastic. Because if you can make it affordable to the people, the people are going to buy it.
Well,
and that's going to last them.
And Ted, I always know a good thing when I see one, and I'm always a guy that wants to give, you know, Barnum and Bailey, I think once said, you know, give the suckers an even break or something like that. Well, our listeners aren't suckers. These are people that are trying to survive and trying to be healthy out there. And this was a venue that I was more than proud to carry the product because I knew it worked. We use it here at the office. And I'll tell you a short story here, Ted. I've got a guest coming up, so I got to be short here. But last year, we got flooded here with 4 inches of raw sewage throughout this building. Well, of course, they had to come in and rip up the carpeting and take out the tack strips and everything else, but they wanted to come in and rip the walls out because, well, they have their little formulation, how thick the wall is, and it's plasterboard, and it soaked up the detritus and all the nasty, foul-smelling stuff that was in this place, actually soaked into the wallboards. Well, the owner of the building and insurance guys and health guy come in here and say, oh, no, we got to rip the walls out. I said, no, you don't. I said, ventilate the walls, drill some holes in them, we'll crank up two aeronizers in here, put your blowers and your dehumidifiers in to get rid of the moisture. Sure enough, they didn't have to rip the walls out of here, and these walls were permeated with raw sewage. That is a major health hazard. Nobody got sick around here. The aeronizers killed all that bacteria. They came in, nailed up new floorboards or the kickboards on the doors, new tack strips, new carpeting, and we were off and running again. Now, that is personal experience, folks. That's how I can sell this product with absolute, complete confidence. Now, you want to drink cleaner water? Fine. You want to drink, you want to breathe cleaner air? This is the way to do it. This is not a gimmick. This is not a gag. This is a necessity. In my estimation, this is not something that you just want. This is something you need because things are getting worse and worse out there. Let me give the specials out, Ted. For the SS8, normally sells for $600, and that comes with a 4-year guarantee. And that'll do up to how many square feet, Mr. Chigalis?
Well, we have people, if they have a large house and they can open their doors, it'll do up to 1,800 square feet.
All right, and that's normally $600. We're going to knock 20% off, or $120 for $480. And then the smaller version of that, the SS4X, that's normally $365. We're going to knock 20% off, or $73 off of that for $292. And how many square feet will that handle?
Well, that'll handle between, I'm going to say about 150 all the way up to 450 square feet.
All right, very good. And, folks, you need to call this number to take advantage of this special. And as you've heard the commercial on this network before, that we do business here, we turn a profit, we take those profits, invest it right back in the network. So when you do business with us, we're taking the profits, and we're doing it for your freedom. See, this is the way this works. So, folks, give us a call here at 800-724-2719. Again, that's 800-724-2719. And, Ted, I got to get down to see you again. I haven't seen you in a couple of years. You've been real busy.
I'm waiting for you, John. Anytime you get up here, you'll be my guest, and we'll take you around and show you the changes that we've made. One thing I want to add, your people should be aware there's nothing to clean. There's nothing to replace. There's no ultraviolet bulbs that burn out on our equipment. And it runs for less than 3 to 4 cents 24 hours a day, for less than 3 and 4 cents a day.
And that's even with the increased energy cost. And what a deal. Ted, continued success, my friend. I knew you had a good thing, and good things are starting to happen to you, and more people around the world are going to be hearing about the aeronizer products.
Well, John, you
congratulations.
Helped us all along the way, and I appreciate all the things you've done for us, believe me.
Well, and you've helped me also, so it's mutual, and my thanks and appreciation.
You take care.
All right, thanks, Ted. Ted Chigalis, folks, heck of a guy. I got to tell you, you know, there are people, then there are people. There are businesses, and then there are businesses. And then there's business people, and then there's business people. This guy, he's a Greek. He's just a wonderful guy, and he's doing some great things. So take advantage of those specials. For the SS8, $600 normally priced, 4-year guarantee on it. Well, 20% off, $480. The SS4s. Normally $365, 20% off of those, $73 off of that. Those are $292. Folks, be healthier. Breathe healthier. All right? Get on the phone, 800-724-2719. Now, without segue or commercial break here, we do have my guest, former Brigadier General Janice Karpinski. It's a story that, folks, the media's... they just lied all over the place with this deal. You remember Abu Ghraib? Oh, yes. Yeah, the little girl that they just stuck in prison because, well, she was just acting out, and she was acting on her own. No, this went all the way up the chain of command. And my guest here got the proverbial short end of the stick. And there was a guy by the name of General Ricardo Sanchez. I'm sure he's going to have a fine, illustrious career in the military. A big fat retirement one of these days. Well, no, nothing's going to happen to him. This is the guy that was responsible for dumping this on my guest today. saying, oh, well, she was the commander. No, folks, look, Alberto Gonzalez thinks it's okay to torture people, all right? This is America. We don't stand for murder or torture. But yet they found a couple of dupes to take the heat on this deal. But they tried to dump it on her. The problem is, yeah, she was a career person, but she wasn't hollow-hearted. She didn't have air between her ears. She was a real person. A real person. And the military nowadays doesn't seem to really understand that, and especially the higher-ups. Department of Defense, Pentagon. I mean, just take a look at who your attorney general is. They call the guy Rummy, for gosh sakes. Janice, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hey, I'm doing just fine, and I'm really pleased to be with you. Thank you for the invitation. How are you doing?
Well, we are doing better. Last year was a bad year. The year before that wasn't much better. We're starting to make a difference because I think, Janice, things are getting bad enough that people are switching off the boob tubes. They're going to the internet. They're discovering information that they finally decided that it's being withheld from them for whatever reasons, you know, political reasons. You know, we're in wartime. It's a wartime footing. We can't in good conscience here. We can't berate Mr. Bush or Mr. Rumsfeld or Mr. Cheney. You know, forget the fact that in spite of their spin, the president is an all-time low, what, 35-36% in the polls. And the vice president's so far down in the hole, I think he's bumping around 15-18%.
Right.
People are not buying this, and this is kind of timely because now they're getting ready. They're doing the run up here for the Iran deal, and I think what's going on right now, this might slow this down and stop this expansion in the Middle East. I mean, we're not going after people here that are launching nuclear or biological weapons at us.
Well, I heard in the speech the other night, I saw the recording of it, and the president made a connection between Iraq and the improvised explosive devices that are killing so many people, members of the U.S. military as well as the Iraqi civilians. And he said that the technology and some of the components for the IEDs were being sent to Iraq from Iran. And so that, you know, that was the first step in the road towards the action that seems to be inevitable, unfortunately.
Well, is it inevitable? Because people are finding out that there's a new verb or verbiage, I should say, let me correct myself, that has crept into people's vernaculars now, and that's one of neoconservatism.
Right.
We're finally starting to sniff these people out that want to keep this thing going, And the dynamics of this is growing. The understanding of people are having about the Middle East. Now they're starting to learn exactly what has happened with Iran. We installed a dictator back there in 1952, the Shah of Iran.
Right.
Well, he died off of cancer, but we installed our puppet regime or our head guy in there. Well, that quickly fell apart. What we're trying to do over there, and it seems to me, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like they're trying to pit a Christian nation against an entire Muslim world, and there are parties that are sitting back on the sidelines just waiting with bated breath for this to turn into a holy jihad or a World War III, a holy war. And I think a lot of people, Janice, are starting to catch on to this. And I've never in my life seen so many nervous and skittish politicians in Washington, D.C. They're not looking real, real comfortable.
Well, I agree. I think, you know, what's wrong with this administration? Then I think what's wrong with Congress? Then I think what's wrong with, you know, Congress stopping the president? But they have, and this is an election year for them, midterm elections, for those people that are affected by the midterm elections. But it is really a thermometer for, I guess it's always been used as a thermometer, as a gauge for the presidential election. So this will be a test to see what the parties need to do in order to get elected or reelected come 2008. But I agree with you. And it's clear that some of them have finally found the backbone, that they're not only the Dubai ports deal, I think, tipped them in the wrong direction or in the right direction, depending on what side of the aisle you're viewing this from. But finally, some of them had a voice. even some from the current administrations, their greatest supporters, they finally found a voice and said, hold on a second. This did not go through any kind of a review process. It was inappropriate. And what the heck are we doing? But you know, listening to some of the things that have come out since Dubai decided to pull out of the ports deal, I'm not convinced that there's not still some kind of a deal simmering under the table. And perhaps that was just a contribution to, you know, if you recall, within days of the announcement, there was somebody, a politician in Washington, D.C., that was saying, this is ridiculous because this is discrimination.
Discrimination.
It's people that are just simply saying this port deal is wrong because the people are Arabs. And this is a classic case of discrimination against Arabs and against their religion and against their religious beliefs. And I thought, where did that come from? You know, this was, if you're being consistent and you're concerned about the global war on terrorism, we're supposed to be looking at all of these things very carefully, not just simply putting it, you know, before a committee and saying, oh, we're going to do it.
All right, we've got to take this break here. My guest today, and what did they bumped you back down to colonel before they got rid of you, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'll still refer to you as General Karpinski, if you don't mind.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
All right, we'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Well, as we've discovered, Janice, there's a little bit more to the Middle East. Everybody kept saying this was about oil, control of the oil, and whatever else. Well, that wasn't necessarily correct. Back in 1944, the Bretton Woods agreements. This is after World War II, and, well, there was a lot of property destroyed and a lot of things bent up, so they decided to make the World Reserve currency, that's right, the Federal Reserve dollar. Well, a funny thing happened on the way to the Roman Forum and all the gluttony and everything else that's been taking place. Our Congress critters got a little bit out of control with their open-ended checkbook and managed to spend us somewhere between $51 and $71 trillion in the hole. Folks, again, I will remind you, when you hear this $8 trillion national debt, throw that out the window because that is incorrect. The obligations, the debts of the United States is well over $51 trillion. So here we had a problem. We had Saddam Hussein that had a lot of oil over there and then said, you know what? Every oil purchase that was made around the world had to be done in dollars. Saddam Hussein pops up and said, you know what? I don't think I want to do this anymore. No, I'll sell my oil in euros. Well, all of a sudden, everything wasn't right in la-la land over there, so we just had to go in. Didn't have anything to do with weapons of mass destruction or anything else. Ironically, Janice, March 20th, in a few days here, Iran is dumping the dollars for their oil, and they're going to be selling it in euros. Just about the time they started the run-up here for the possible invasion of Iran. They're talking about UN sanctions. It's the same thing. They just changed the faces and the names and the dates, but it's the same program all over again. And this is causing a major problem. We've got China and Russia curiously looking at this situation. And folks, think about this. If there is so many nuclear weapons available on the marketplace out there, and even to terrorists that like to thieve nuclear stuff, why didn't Iran just go out and buy a couple of nuclear weapons? I mean, Janice, I mean, these guys, can't they come up with something better than this?
It is frightening because they don't seem to be affected. The administration doesn't seem to be affected by the response, whether it's from the Russians or from the Chinese or from people in this government, in this country, that are saying, hold on a second, what is the real purpose? I mean, you know, we've played this scenario, as you said, one time before. So is there anybody that can be up front? Because you know as well as I do that this country would not stand for sending our military to war, sending our country to war for oil or for dollars. We are in debt past what seems to be even a reasonable amount for a war. And they just keep asking for more money.
Well, I just watched the Congress critters today just vote an appropriation of over $90 billion. But the funny thing about that is the Republicans voted down a few billion dollars for the Veterans Administration.
Right.
Now, you being in Iraq, I hope you're not having any health problems because you know as well as I that they fired off a lot of depleted uranium over there.
Right.
Between Iraq and Afghanistan, we're talking almost 4,000 tons of that stuff. And we have servicemen that are coming home and dying. We have family members, their birds and their cats. The story was put out there before, Janice, that, well, you know, it must be these nasty inoculations that the Gulf War vets are getting sick from.
Right.
But when I start seeing the stories that somebody, servicemen were coming home and their pet parakeets were dying, I'm going, wait a minute, this has got nothing to do with vaccinations. So what did our Congress critters do? They can find trillions to fight the war, but not a few lousy billion dollars to take care of these sick soldiers who are coming home through the Veterans Administration. Is this the kind of service that people want to be connected with? I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
I don't. I'll tell you what, we got to take the top of the hour break here. For you international shortwave listeners, we're very glad to have you international listeners out there. 50-50 on your SW dial. We'll make the change right here. We'll be back right after this with my guest today, and I'll call her General Janice Karpinski because she got shafted by the Army, folks. Knocked her back to a colonel. They should have made her a four-star.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.